Okay, so I ring a bell 3 times. So just pay attention to the sound of the bell. And after that, please pay attention to your breathing for a while. Okay? Because now we are going to discuss about the Dharma. But with our ordinary noisy mind, it's impossible. So first we have to calm down our mind. I thought someone would want to come in, but it's a cat. You know? Okay. Okay, let's start. Okay. Yesterday, we discussed just a little bit about mindfulness. And I think all of you, you know, have enough knowledge about mindfulness. You know, mindfulness is like paying attention to what is going on inside and outside of yourselves. Being aware of what is going on. And without any judgment, without any like and dislike. Like that. So, of course, this is completely opposite of what we are doing. Why? Because usually we don't pay attention to what is going on here and now. Why? Because our mind is somewhere else. Where? Where is our mind? Usually in the past, or in the future, or somewhere else. And like and dislike. Of course we like something, we hate something. You know, we have very strong prejudice about everything. We have very strong opinion about everything, you know. So that's why it means mindfulness is like asking us to be opposite of what we are usually, you know. So that's why it's good, you know. I myself, I don't like so much about my judgmental mind, you know. My prejudice, you know, I don't like it. Okay, it's good. Just, you know, overcome my like and dislike, my twisted idea about anything, you know. And my mind is always floating, you know. That's why, yes, I know, mindfulness is very necessary, you know. So that's why this kind of talk or lecture about mindfulness is very popular. Why? Because people know, oh, this is it. This is what I need. You know? I want to be always equanimous. I want to be always open. You know? I want to be always free from any kind of judgment. I want to be always free from any kind of like and dislike. I want to be always here and now. I want to be always just be present. Sounds so nice. And that's why people love mindfulness, you know. But point is, then we start practice mindfulness. Then very soon, we'll be very disappointed. Why? Only because we cannot, you know. It's very difficult for me, you know. So what does it mean, you know? So it means mindfulness is exactly opposite of what we are. And exactly for this reason, people are attracted to mindfulness, you know, because people are not satisfied with their own present situation, you know. Present situation is creating lots of unhappiness, misery, or like that. So if I can go to the opposite way, maybe I'll be happy or like that, okay? But the point is, it's very difficult, you know. Why? Because our mind is nothing but like and dislike, you know. Once our mind start to function, immediately we judge. I like it, I don't like it, you know. I love him, I hate him, something like that. So this is our mind, right? And our mind is always floating. Our mind is everywhere, except here and now, you know? Right? Very strange, you know? Our mind wanna go everywhere except here and now. Our mind doesn't like to be here and now. No? Why? Then point is, can we fix our mind? You know, yes, our mind is full of like and dislike. Oh, it's not good. So I have to fix it. You know, I have to fix it. You know, I tell my mind, no, you shouldn't have like and dislike. You know, you should have equanimity. You know, like that. Is it possible? Everyone already know, because already you tried, right? You tried, and you found it's very difficult, or it's almost impossible. You know, in Buddhism, no, always say our mind is like a monkey or a wild horse. You know, monkey. You know, here there are so many monkeys, like a Dharamsala or like that. And you know, like monkey. But can you imagine monkey is meditating? It's opposite of, you know, monkey is far from meditation. You know, monkey is always like that. So it's our mind. So it's very difficult to imagine monkey is meditating. Like that, it's very difficult to imagine our mind is meditating, you know, like that. Then now this is meditation retreat, you know, what should we do, you know? So that's why we need a strategy. Otherwise, if we try to be mindful, immediately we will fail. We will not succeed. You know? Why? Because our mind cannot be mindful. But it's very important to recognize that our mind is opposite of mindful. That's why, yes, we need be mindful, but we need a strategy. Okay? Then we need to know our mind more. You know? Then last night or this morning, we talked about movie or a story or fiction or like that. You know? I used to use the word movie, you know, because movie, you know, everyone loves movie. What's the movie? In front of us, on the white screen. On the white screen, nothing, there's nothing. But once movie starts, of course, so many things, so many sound, and as if it's something is going on, as if it's real. And actually it's real. Our mind jump into the movie. You know? Everything is real. You know? And we are afraid of something very much. And we love something very much. You know? Like that. But everything is, nothing exists on the screen. So it means we like, we dislike nothing. You know? Then once movie finished, you know, everything's gone, sound is gone, picture is gone, you know, then we know, we realize nothing. You know, something like that. But recently in Japan, I am using the word story, story, you know. Why? Because movie is okay, but the movie is still like only 2 hours or something like that, right? But story is lifelong story, you know, lifelong story. Lifelong story. And you have your own story. You know, Michelle has Michelle's story. How many years, you know? How many years? And you believe your story. You know, I am this kind of person, I'm like that, or wah, 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 wah. Long, long story. You know? And story and reality are totally different. You know? And we usually every day we experience so many things. And in our past, you know, we have been living already 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years. How many things have we been experiencing? It's impossible to calculate. You know? It's impossible to calculate. But we pick up only just a few things, you know, from the immeasurable things. Then we create, this is my past story. Right? You know? So this story, my past story, is it real? Of course, all these stories are made by real facts, which happened really. But when you pick up things, you know, it's not exactly like objective, very subjective, you know. But the point is, we believe this story. And as for my story, I have my own story, you know. And I believe this is real, you know. But if we hear other people's story, we already know this is almost like fiction, you know, fiction. Fiction. It's not real. You know, like maybe sometimes we listen to our parents' story. You know, my mother's was always complaining about my father or like that, you know. And she repeats exactly the same story many times, right? Because one day my husband said, well, you know, almost 40 years ago, you know, 50 years ago, you know. But then she repeats again and again and again and again and again. You know, how impolite my husband is or something like that, you know. So, because we pick up only just a few facts from immeasurable facts, you know, then we make a story and we believe it, you know. Then in this story, I'm a very miserable someone. I'm a miserable wife, miserable husband, miserable children, or like that, you know. Then, not only we want other people to listen to my story, you know, and we want other people to agree with this story, you know, then this story becomes real story, you know, something like that. So because we have been listening to this kind of story from your parents, from your friends, or from your husband or wife, wah. So what does it mean? We are not living in reality. Actually, we are living in our own story. This is my conclusion, you know, recently. You know, I used to say we are living in the movie. And it's true, you know. But maybe now I'm saying we are living in our own story, you know. And this story is very subjective, of course. And this story is full of course, like and dislike, you know, judgment or like that, you know, like that. So point is, as long as we live like this, as long as we live in our own story, it's almost impossible to be mindful. Because mindful is opposite of all these things. You know? We can't see things as it is. When we see things, immediately we pick up only this, just like this, then make a story, you know? Right? Like Buddhism says, you should have a wisdom of mirror. What does it mean? You know, mirror. So, mirror reflects everything, you know. Mirror doesn't reject or anything. So that's why, like this, we should accept everything as it is, like a mirror. We need this kind of wisdom, with some sense, you know. But do you think it's possible? Of course not. No. Why? Because our mind is opposite of a mirror. You know, we pick up only this one, this one. That's what they make a story, you know. So mindfulness is exactly opposite of this. So that's why it is absolutely impossible to be mindful if we continue our story. Okay? So what does it mean? First, we have to recognize our story, and we have to get out of our story. You know, this is a very crucial point of mindfulness. You know, but most of mindfulness teachers, they don't talk about this. You know, then they ask you to be mindful. Of course, it's impossible. You know, because our mind is opposite of mindfulness. Okay. Then, this morning, you practiced body sensation meditation, you know? Very strange. In our hands. We never pay attention to our hands. We have using only our hands, you know, for writing, or shaking hand, or cooking, or everything. We used our hands. We have using our hands since we are born. But we never pay attention to the inside of our hand. But this morning, for the first time in your life, you pay attention to the inside of your hand. Now what did you find? You know, like some kind of energy, subtle energy, you know? And you pay attention to your hands, starting from your hand, your arm, you know, and your feet, legs, lower body, and upper body. Then you found your body is full of subtle energy, you know. Of course, we have, you know, muscle, bones, blood, hair, skin, or like that. Our body is made by this kind of materials. But at the same time, our body is full of subtle energy which we can feel it directly. You know? Then why subtle energy is so important? You know? Because when our mind is functioning, when our mind is just working, you know, at the time we forget our body completely. Why? Because when our mind is always thinking, and feeling, already our mind is in the middle of our movie, our story. At the time, our body is completely ignored. You don't feel anything because your mind is not in your body. Your mind is in the story, in the movie. You know? And in this movie, in this story, you cannot be mindful. Already we saw it. So that's why to be mindful, the first step we should take is to get out of this story or from this movie, you know? So that's why we need to feel this subtle energy in our body. Okay? Then, this morning, we pay attention to first to the hands, you know, arms, like that. And I think you are surprised. Something is here, you know, inside your hand. And more you pay attention to this subtle energy, more this subtle energy is becoming stronger, you know? Like, you know, puppies or cat, you know? Like, you just pay attention to your puppies. Your puppy becomes so happy, you know, and they're just moving around like that, you know. But if you ignore them, they become so sad. You know, our subtle energy is the same. You know, because we have been ignoring them. That's why you could not see it. But now you notice, yes, there is subtle energy here. You know? Then you pay attention to subtle energy. Subtle energy is becoming more apparent. You can feel it. It becomes stronger and stronger. And finally, you feel your subtle energy in your whole body. And your body becomes, sometimes I say, subtle body, subtle body. You know? I think many spiritual books are talking about these kind of things. But with a little mysterious, mysterious things, you know. But no, this is not mystery, you know. You can just feel it, you know. You can just feel it. Not only like people in the Himalaya can feel it. Not like that, you know. You can feel it here, you know. So then when you feel your subtle energy in your whole body, you know, why we need it already we talked about it. Because we have to get out of the movie of a story which our mind is creating. So when we are in the story or in our movies, we cannot feel our body at all. Then, if we feel our subtle energy in our whole body, at that time, we can get out of our movie, our story. You know? So, it means, looks. We can say like we are living in a house. In a house. But we are born in this house. We have been living for many, many years only in this house. You know? So that's why you are not aware of this house. You know? Like we are aware of, we are aware that we are now staying in Deer Park. Why? Because yesterday you came from outside, no? Yesterday you came from outside and now you stay, you arrived at Deer Park. That's why you have very clear idea about Deer Park, you know? And after the retreat, everyone will leave Deer Park. And someone goes back to Mumbai, or we are going back to Japan, like that. And that, but in this retreat, we know that we are staying in Deer Park. But just imagine, we are born in Deer Park, you know? And we have been living only in Deer Park. And we never leave Deer Park like that. Then can we be aware of Deer Park? Of course not. We can't imagine that outside exists. Outside exists. We cannot imagine Mumbai exists. We can't imagine Japan exists because we know only this Buddha hall, you know, like that, you know. This is our human condition, you know. Then we try to be mindful in this room. Sorry, it's impossible, you know. So to be mindful, what should we do? We have to get out of this room. Why? Because this room is opposite of mindfulness. Okay? So, and this room is made by our own mind. Buddha said, finally in Dhammapada, finally I found who created this house. You know? But that's me. We have been imprisoned in this house. And we didn't know who made this house. You know? But Buddha finally found who made this house. So it means, if we understand who made this house, what does it mean? We can get out of this house. Okay? So, house means movie or a story, what like that. And who made this? Of course, our mind. Our mind. Our unmindful mind, you know. Our judgmental mind, you know. Like that. our like and dislike mind, our going everywhere except here and now, such kind of mind. Okay? So, because we are born in this room and we have been living for many, many years only in this room, we are not aware of this room itself. But mindfulness is fine. Mindfulness is beautiful. Why? Because mindfulness sounds so good, but by practicing mindfulness, little by little we become desperate. Why? Because it's almost impossible to be mindful. So what does it mean? That finally, we discover this room itself. As long as I live in this room, it's impossible to be mindful. You know? Then, to be mindful, we have to get out of this room. And then, who made this room? And we've discovered it's my mind. It's my own mind. You know? Okay? Then, how to stop our mind? Because when our mind is functioning like that, like and dislike, like and dislike, like and dislike, at the time we are completely ignoring our body. That's why let's do all of these things. By paying attention to our body, you know, we can overcome, we can stop our mind. You know, already you experienced, you know, by paying attention to your each part of your body, you found such a body. You know, and when you are aware of your subtle body, at the time your ordinary mind is becoming slower and slower and slower. Why? Because your mind cannot function when you pay attention to your subtle body, subtle energy. Okay? So, summing up, you know, this retreat, Anapanasati retreat, you know, this one of the oldest meditation method which Buddha himself taught, Ana Apana. It's in-breath, out-breath. Sati is mindfulness. So, mindfulness of in-breath, out-breath, you know. So, of course, you know, Anapanasati doesn't mean only we have to be mindful of in-breath, out-breath. Anapanasati Sutta itself is teaching us we should be mindful of many things, you know, body and mind and what is going on inside us, inside and outside of ourselves. But to understand Anapanasati, we have to understand sati itself. Sati means mindfulness, you know. But to understand mindfulness, we have to understand our mind. And our mind is opposite of mindfulness, you know. And we have been living in the world which our own mind has been creating. This is the whole point. You know, we are not living in just a reality. We have been living in the fiction, the stories, movies, which our own mind has been creating. This is the whole point. You know, So from this point, you can see things more precisely, especially human relationship. You know, because human relationship is full of story. You know, someone says such and such things about someone, you know, and someone says such a thing about someone. Or story. And as everyone knows, nobody knows what is real, you know, what is real. You know, my mother says such and such a thing, my father says such and such a thing, you know. And my sister says such as my brother says, my husband says, my wife says, my children says, we don't know what is real, you know. So, like that, we have been living only in the story, movies, like that. And point is, if story is a happy story, then fine. But have we been living in a happy story? Of course not. No. Usually stories are unhappy. You know, like until last year, I always saying we are living in the movies. And someone said, it's okay, you know. Then let's make a movie, like a happy movie, you know. Then we can enjoy our movie, you know. But it does not work, you know, unfortunately, you know. Why? Because movies, always miserable movies, unhappy movies, you know, like that, you know. Why? Because our mind cannot create happy movies, you know. Like maybe you are imagining about tomorrow, what will happen tomorrow. First, you know, I'm expecting such and such things tomorrow. But then your mind becomes more negative and you are imagining something negative will happen tomorrow, like that. So once our mind starts to create movies, usually we will create unhappy movies, like that. Our mind has been creating unhappy stories. That's why we have to get out of the story. Okay? So, this morning, after paying attention to our each part of body, and finally our body becomes full of subtle energy, then maybe you already experienced your mind becomes more slow and slow and slow. And what happens? Instead of negative feeling, negative thinking, maybe something positive, something happy, something joyful, feeling are arising, you know. What does it mean? Like we have been living in a house which our mind has been creating. In this house, almost everything is negative. Almost everything is negative. But once we get out of this house, real happiness, real joy exists. And most important thing is real compassion exists. You know? Everyone loves compassion. Why? because there is no compassion in this world, you know. So, mindfulness, compassion, everyone loves them. Why? Because exactly these two things are lacking inside ourselves or in this world. That's why we really eager, you know, thirsty for these two things. But unfortunately, we cannot find these two things in my house, in your house, which your mind has been creating. You know, that's why only one method of getting mindfulness, compassion is to get out of this house. You know? So by paying attention to subtle energy in our body, we could succeed. We could get out of this house. That's why you felt compassion. You know? Just a little bit is okay. A little bit is okay. You know? Then, by using compassion, you can change everything, especially human relationship. You know? Of course, as we said, human relationship is full of story, and usually negative stories, you know. That's why human relationship are usually very negative, and everyone knows, you know. And we have been suffering from our own relationship. But if we can change these things, how happy can we be? You know? Usually we ask people, what is your problem? Usually people say, my problem is relationship with such and such as a person. Usually families, you know, partner or parents or like that. You know? So everyone on this planet is suffering from human relationship with very close people. Right? Right? But if we can get out of this house, and if we can find compassion, and if we can reset our human relationship based on compassion, how happy can we become, you know? Okay, so this morning I gave you a just whole picture of our retreat. Fiction, movies, and by paying attention to subtle energy in our body, we can get out of this fiction movies. And then we find compassion. Then, using compassion, we can recreate our human relationship. Okay? This is what we are going to do in this retreat. Okay, we still have our time. Any question, please.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
You said we create, our mind create everything. For example, this notebook, this table. Then we get off from our world by meditation. Then come back. Then how can I say? Well, but actually, this table exists in this world. I don't think I'm creating this table by my mind. So I understand your idea of our mind create a movie or story, human relationship, blah blah blah. But I don't think my mind is creating this table. So what do you say?
Okay. But you have very strong prejudice against like this table, you know?
Yes.
You like it, you hate it, you know? And you can create, the point is, you have been creating stories about this table. So you cannot see table as it is, you know? So always you have been seeing this table with your eyes. And your eyes is already very judgmental, you know? So we are not living in just a reality, you know. Our mind is not like a mirror, you know. We put our own story, fiction, to each things in this world, you know. Like and dislike. Like that. So that's why mindfulness is exactly opposite. You know, you have been listening to many lectures about mindfulness like that. It's exactly opposite of what we are doing usually. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying, you know, this table is just a fiction. It does not mean this table doesn't exist, not like that, you know. This table exists, it's true. But we cannot see this table as it is, because we see this table always in our own fiction. Like that.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. In human relationships, we have a strong emotion about my mother, about my father. She's very hard for me, or she hit me, or something like that. but you know, I don't have strong emotion with this table, so that's why I'm a little bit not doubt, but a little bit calm.
Okay, I understand. So, as he said, you know, usually, you know, we don't have a strong emotion to something like material things. You know, maybe just attachment or like that. But usually, we have very strong emotion, feelings, with other human beings, you know, with other human beings. And with other human beings, we are creating lots of story, you know. So, if you are a counselor, you know, you have been listening to many people's stories, you know. And many people talk about their own families, their own husband, or wives, parents, children. Are they real? I'm not saying they are telling a lie. They are speaking very honestly. But to speak honestly doesn't mean to speak real things, you know? So, because already our mind is creating our fiction with other human beings, you know? So that's why first we have to be aware of this fiction which our mind is creating. But of course, like then someone said, but my parents are very hard to me, you know. This is not story, but it's real. Something like that. It's true, you know. But still, like, we can be aware of this fiction. Yes?
I want to ask if mindfulness and being aware or paying attention are all the same thing or are they different?
Same. So, mindfulness, well, sometimes people using the English word awareness. Tibetan teachers, they prefer like awareness, you know, like Mingyur Rinpoche always says awareness. But actually it's mindful, you know. It's exactly like the opposite of what our mind is usually doing, you know. We have been already discussing this today. Our mind picking up just things and create story. You know. And then you wonder why we create story or fiction. And please listen to other people's story and fiction. What do you find? Did you hear like a story in which people love each other and I'm very happy? Usually we don't hear this kind of story. Usually we hear stories, in their story, I'm very miserable, I'm very unhappy, and people hate me, and people are very harsh to me, or like that, you know. So, usually, story means unhappy story, not happy story. Why? Yes, then we have to understand our ego, you know, ego. Why? Because our ego loves negative things. Our ego doesn't like happiness, you know. That's it. Why? We cannot be happy because we don't want it. Not you, but your ego, our ego. Our ego doesn't want to be happy. Okay? But you and your ego, different. But most of the time, Same. Okay? Maybe tomorrow we discuss about this. Okay? You and your ego are totally two different things. But most of the time, these two are same. So it means characteristic of our ego is our ego loves negative things. You know? So that's why when our ego creates stories, these stories usually, or most time, it's negative story. This is it. That's it. Why? Because this story is made by our own ego. And our ego loves negative things. But the point is, you are not, you and your ego are different. Okay, tomorrow we'll discuss about this, you know? But today, our ego has been creating fiction and stories. And we have been living in this story and fiction. And in this fiction story, it's impossible to become mindful. That's why we have to recognize this fiction and story, and we have to get out of this. To get out of this, we need to pay attention to our body. Then, little by little, our mind becomes slower and slower and slower, and finally, we can get out of it. Then we will find compassion. Okay? So tomorrow, we discuss about our ego and ourselves. These two are different, but unfortunately becomes same. You know, this is a this is a mystery of our life, you know. But this is, if we understand these things, we can solve all the problems in our life. Yes?
I used to believe that judgmentalism is not right, and you know, quite believe the way we've been discussing here. But then I've started to think a little differently. Because, of course, when it comes to relationships, it's best to not be very judgy. Because people with different expectations are trying to understand each other. But when it comes to strangers, I believe that the judgmentalism comes out of survival, you know.
Okay, I understand, you know. Okay. To overcome judgmental doesn't mean we should not judge. You know, it's not like we trust everybody. You know, no. If we trust everybody in New Delhi station, it's very dangerous. You know, very dangerous. You know, so we have to judge. You know. Whom we can trust, whom we should never trust, you know. You understand? So that's why I'm not saying to overcome judgmental, we should stop judging. No, we should judge, you know. Of course, especially for Japanese tourists, you know. For them, it's very, very, very important. Okay, it's also a very important point, so we discuss about tomorrow. Okay? Okay, so just, the tea should be ready over there. Okay, then, this is not tea break, but it's a tea meditation, you know? You just, and you feel this warmness of your teacup. And you smell, you know? Then, you know? And the tea is in your mouth. You are aware of your tea. And tea is now is going inside your body. You know? So please be aware that you are drinking tea. Your mind doesn't go anywhere else. Okay? So after tea meditation, please come back again. We do anapanasati. Okay, so just listen to the bell.